On this Friday afternoon, a cold front is working its way through the area from north to south, resulting in quite a spread in temperatures through much of the day. For example, around lunchtime, Albany was in the middle 40s, while it was close to freezing along the Canadian border. Now, with this front, we've had plenty of wind, so it's a gusty day as well, and there have been a scattering of snow and rain showers across New York and western New England. Moving into tonight, that cold front will work its way to the south, bringing the rain and snow showers to an end. We'll see partly cloudy to mostly clear skies, and it will be a cold night for this time of year as temperatures fall into the teens and 20s. Some spots in the Adirondacks may dip into the single digits, and it will be breezy enough that we will have somewhat of a wind chill as we move through the night, so we will have feels like temperatures that fall back into the single digits and teens, especially late at night and first thing tomorrow. And tomorrow is a quiet but cold day for this time of year. We'll have high pressure building in across the Great Lakes, so we're looking for a bright day, but it's really going to have a wintry feel to it. Certainly not a January feel, but it'll be cold for this time of year, with temperatures running mainly in the 30s tomorrow afternoon, though we are likely to keep it in the 20s across the higher elevations of the Greens and Adirondacks, and even parts of the Catskills and Berkshires may fall just a bit short of the 30-degree mark. Then our focus will turn to a potential storm on Sunday and Monday. There's no question that there will be a storm working its way off the East Coast, but there are still some questions as to how intense the storm will be and exactly where the storm will track. At this time yesterday, odds looked pretty good for at least a moderate snow across much of our area in that Sunday afternoon through Monday morning time frame. Some of the trends in the models today keep that storm weaker and farther offshore, which would basically be almost a complete miss for our area, though it might still brush our southern areas. Of course, considering the lack of snow at Albany this year, that wouldn't be a total shock given the trend of the winter, but we're still a couple of days away, so it's a bit too early to completely write the storm off, but the latest trends would be more of a miss for us than a hit, and of course, we will monitor this over the weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear and much colder, low in the teens to around 20. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cold for late March, with highs in the 20s and 30s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear and much colder, low in the teens to around 20. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cold for late March, with highs in the 20s and 30s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, much colder, low in the middle to upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cold for late March, high 38 to 44. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear and much colder, low in the lower to mid-20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and cold for late March, with highs in the 30s. Region-wide on Sunday, the first day of spring, increasing clouds with the chance of rain or snow by afternoon, with highs in the 30s, and on Monday, variably cloudy with the chance of morning snow, breezy with highs in the 30s to around 40. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.